Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Blanchard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Blanchard and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is hit by the pitch. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard strikes out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rene Lachman now catching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards second. Green scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey bunts in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Brown reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Roof bunts towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. Alvis moves to second. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McDowell moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Wagner reaches second base with a double. McDowell scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Jack Aker now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito is walked intentionally. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Gonzalez scores. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Jack Aker. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws to second. Gonzalez drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Gonzalez. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Brown reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Alves takes first base on ball four. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Alves moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alves scores. Roof moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roof scores. McDowell moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McDowell moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Leon Wagner. Wes Stock now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. McDowell scores. Gonzalez moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.